I'll give you a paraphrase. I'll set it up. And I said something. Some of you heard me say this. I've said this a number of times. I said that for 2 years I ran from God. And some of you, you heard me say that, and God asked me to do something, and I ran from it. And he asked me to start the Father's house. He wanted me to do this. Okay. And what I had said earlier to God is, and reading that, I don't know why, what was going on, but anyway, no. You know, in my life of coming up, there were certain things I wanted to do, but one of them was not to be a pastor. And so, I had said to my, I ain't never going to be a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor. And then, long story short, go through all this stuff, and then God started dealing with me and said, man, I want to be a pastor. And I ran for 2 years. Now, what I want to do is I want to kind of see if I can explain that a little bit more, because when you hear that, you know, okay, you ran. Whatever. Okay. Let me see if I can explain it to you a little better. First, if you get a chance, read Matthew 25, starting with verse 15. And it's a parable about the talents. And two things I just want to say about it, and I don't want to get in an argument or fuss about it, but I just want to throw this at you. It talks about, let me just give you the paraphrase. It talks about people having talents. And one had, God gives one 5 talents, and God gives one 3 talents, or 2, and God gives one talent. All right. And they got their talents, and they go, and their talents mean money. Okay. And they go off, and they take their 5, and they do something with their 5, and one comes back with 10, and the other one takes them this, and it's 2 or 3, and they come back with 4. The other one with 1 doesn't do anything. And the master gets mad at him, and he's in trouble. The talents, two things I want to throw out. First, the talents are money, or it could be a gift. That's what I want to submit to you. It could be a gift. Because your gift is worth money. For example, Jimmy, he has a gift. He's able to fix cars. He's gifted. He can do it. He has a gift. Being able to fix cars, having that gift, brings him money. In other words, that's a talent. You follow? He has a gift. It brings him money. God has given it to him. It's a gift. It's a talent. If you bring me your car, you bring your car to me, I don't have that gift. And you ain't gonna give me no money because your car's gonna be broke. Alright? So, you follow. It's a gift. And so, what I wanna say, I wanna throw it, because I'm gonna cover a certain way. God has given us gifts. Not just money, you know, and it could be that, but God has given us certain gifts. We have certain talents. And I'll touch on that a little bit further. Second thing I want to say in Matthew 25, if you get a chance to read, he talks about this parable of the talents, is that the Lord is talking about Christians. He's not talking about lost people. He's not talking about people who don't know God, who don't care about God. He's talking about us. Okay? All right. 2 years of ranting about that. I'm a football player, so I got to keep things simple. So I'm going to use my way of thinking, okay? All right. These are gifts. I took these out of my wife's house. All right. She didn't know it. All right. I'm in trouble, but anyway, I took these. 5 of them. They represent gifts. Here's a gift. Here's a gift. We all have gifts. We all have gifts. I break them up. You have what you call, I say automatic gift. One, I call it an automatic gift. One of the automatic gifts that I have, I can't talk about that, but I know I can. One of the automatic gifts is kids. I love kids. My degree was in early childhood. I was a kindergarten teacher. I love kids. Me and kids just hit it off for whatever. And for 20 years, that's what I did with kids. When I was doing kids, I just, kids. We had camps and kids. And kids love me, and I love kids. I stupid just like you do. You know? I can play with them, and I can go, you know, and I just, me and kids can click. I can just do it. It's automatic. I don't know why. But
I can ad lib, I can be with them, I can flow with them, I can do shit.
I'm with special needs now. Now special needs ain't nothing but that 20-year-old, 18-year-old, whatever, but they got the mind of a kid. And so I'm with them and they love me. They love me. Yeah, they love me. I mean, they're like little kids and they just, you know, and the other people, the other teachers, they be like, why do kids love you so much? Why do they get along with you? I got a gift. I know it. I ain't got to conjure it up. I ain't got to make some of y'all kids, y'all hate kids. I'm like, oh, all right. But I love it. I ain't got it. And the kids flow with me. And I got a gift. I can flow with them. I can get with them. We can run. I mean, I go in the room. Hey, 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 hey. I go out the room. Come back 2 minutes. Hey, man. Go out the room again. Go back in. Hey, man. And the teachers be like, what in the world? But automatically. Some of you have it. You just automatic. You just got it. You can just do certain things. Fish. You can just fish. All right? Automatically. All right? Just look like it. You just fish. All right? It's automatic. You can just do it. Some people have it. Then you have what you call, I call it a hidden gift. A hidden gift is God, in his grace and his mercy, he has something inside of you. And he'll bring it out of you. And he'll put you in certain situations and circumstances. He'll put you in all kinds of things and that. And what next thing you know, all of a sudden, comes out of you is a gift. You never even really knew you had it. And it's a gift, and you know, and you begin to use it for God. One of mine that was a hidden gift was speaking, talking to people. When I first got started, way back when I first got started, I couldn't talk to you. I would say, I couldn't remember nothing. I mean, when I would read and couldn't cross the lines up, mess up. And over time, God dealing with me. Now it's no big deal. And I knew it ain't a problem. But before, I would have never picked, I didn't know I had that I could go and talk in front of people or anything like that. I could talk here, this little group here, or I could go to 1,000 and I can talk, and it ain't no problem. But that was it. I didn't know I had it. And God brought it out and hidden. Automatic gift, hidden gift. But there is what you call, I call it, again, I'm breaking this down to me. A God gift. And you got to understand, God ain't nothing but a giver. And God will give you some. God will say, here, I'm giving you something. And I want to, and you got to understand, when God gives you something, he wants you to give it away. He wants you to give it to his people. And God will give you, he'll say, here, this is what I want you to do for me. I call it a God. And there's something God wants you to do for him. And I knew about my automatic gift, and I started to use for God. And I knew about my hidden gift, started to use for God. God said, Van, now here's my gift. I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to use it for me. The gift to bless me. God says, Van, I want you to pass the church. And I said, no.
Van, I got a gift for you.
And remember, if God tells you, if God speaks to you and says, I want you to do something, he will not ask you to do something you can't do. He didn't say, Van, I want you to fly a plane. Because all of y'all would die. Alright? He said, Van, I want you to pastor church. And so he gave me a gift. He said, Van, I want you to do that. And here's what Van did. Van, now he gives me a gift. Here's what I did.
I'm running. Get tired, run some more. get tired, and run some more.
Why I'm running? You ever seen the little kid, you know, 2, 3, 4 year old, when they run from their parents, parents got chased? You ever see that? They anyway, if you're gonna run to the street, they can run off a cliff, they gonna run in the water. Where they running to? They just take off running. Dummy, don't you know the car killed you? No. Where you running to? Where you gonna go? And parents gotta run to catch him. And drag him back. That was me. I was running for 2 years. I'm running. I got my kids. And I'm like, I ain't. David, I ain't giving you. No. God gave me a gift. I ain't giving it to you. And I ain't giving it to you. So I'm just running with my gifts. God gave me a gift. And I just ran. Do you understand now? 2 years I'm running. I'm running from the one who gave me a gift. The gift of us. He's talking, and I was a Christian. I love people. I pray.
I can even speak in tongues. You want to hear me?
No, nah, I'm just praying. All right? I can do it. I was a good Christian. I was good to my wife. And if God would have came back and said, you want a faithful servant, I gave you a gift. I want you to do something with it. You ran. You took it and you just got to put it. You trying to hide it, put it away. I gave you something. Here's what I'm trying to get across. God has given you something. God wants you to use it. All of it. Whatever he's given you, he wants you to use it for his glory. He wants you to help people. He wants you to bless people. He wants you to use it. And if you're running from it, and see, here's the thing, and I don't know why
I stopped running.
To be honest, I don't know why I stopped running. I don't know. I thank God I stopped. Because I get to bless you. And I get to be blessed by you. I don't know why. I don't know why I stopped. I don't know what happened. I don't know what came on with me. But I stopped. I don't know why. And I stopped when I stopped. I said, okay, I'm going to start doing what you say, do God. You know what I thought? I said, okay, God will bless me. God's going to just, everything going to be easy. Everything going to be good. Pain is just going to happen to be this. I'm going to just smile. Everything on the outside is going to be good. No. Matter of fact, all hell broke loose. I'm like, what in the world? When I was running, the outside was doing good. My outside world was doing good. But my inside world was messed up. Because I knew I was running. I wouldn't let God be God in me. But my outside things was happening. I had this gap on the inside. When I get and I say, okay, God, I'm going to let you use, I'm going to obey you, and I'm going to take this gift and I'm going to use it for your glory. My inside became at peace. I had a peace on the inside. But all hell broke loose on the outside. And I was like, God, what in the world is going on? What's happening? You ever seen the All Saints grave site? Beautiful. Outside, beautiful. Beautiful marble stones. Name plates, nice. They cut the grass, it's all pretty. Pretty on the outside, dead on the inside. God said, I don't want any graves. I want a garden. You ever notice the garden? You take a living seed and you put it in the dirt. It's living, but it's in a whole lot of dirt. It's got to go through a whole lot of stuff. It's got to deal with a whole lot of pressure. All the mess around it, but it's living. And it's going to grow. It's going to bring forth life. And it's going to bless you. And it's going to be a blessing. And I'm beginning to understand, okay, God, I'm the seed planted in the dirt. And yes, I'm catching all the, and all the pressure. But I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be something that can bless you. I got you now. You don't want me to be a graveyard. Look pretty on the outside and dead on the inside. You want me to be living on the inside. I might be going through hell on the outside. Nothing but a seed, bro. And in due season, I'll bring forth fruit. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I don't know what your gift is. I don't know what God's going to call you. He might not have said anything to you yet. He ain't going to scare you yet. But he's going to call you. If you ain't special, like, I ain't going to call you. He's going to call everybody. Everybody's got a gift. And when he calls you, I don't know what it will take. Please don't worry. Not like it's done. Don't worry. Because it's worth it. Amen? Amen. Father, I love you. I thank you. I pray you bless your people. Be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, y'all have a great week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Be blessed. Jackie will be back too.
Well, what happened is on Tuesday, this time they didn't give the tapes and they're only going to give them to us on Tuesday. Normally they had it before now, but they're only coming in on Tuesday. And so I'm going to just pick them up from the food line and bring them to my house. And you can come by and there'll be boxes on the porch and the turkeys will be there. So you just come by and pick it up then. So they'll be all ready.
Well, Jackie, is there anything that you need right now still?
Thank you.
Well, people will be giving, so I mean, I'm just collecting whatever. So right now, if you have something you want to give, just bring it in.